Disney has a new CEO, and it's the old CEO, Robert Iger. The media and entertainment conglomerate stunned a lot of people, including some top Disney executives, with its announcement last night that CEO Bob Chapek is stepping down. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, is here to talk about it. Welcome, Robin.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So Disney released a statement saying Bob Iger is the right leader for the company in this, quote, increasingly complex period of industry transformation, end quote. But this announcement was quite a surprise, and Disney had just renewed Bob Chapek's contract as CEO back in June. What happened?
Things fall apart, seasons change, people change, emotions change, and certainly the board decided to go in a different direction. The stock is down 40%. Plus this year leading into Friday, and there are huge losses from streaming. There's existential doubt about how much you want to bet the ranch on Disney Plus and others, and they just didn't have confidence ultimately in Bob Chapek, even after they gave him that extension.
And Chapek's tenure was marked by financial difficulties at Disney Plus, particularly the company's streaming services. It has millions of subscribers, so why hasn't it been profitable?
I just think the paradigm changed so much. Could you imagine a worse company to be than Disney when the pandemic broke and Bob Chapek took over in February of 2020? Their theme park shut down. ESPN, which is a cash cow, has no live sports to speak of. Nobody in movie theaters for the box office business. Advertising falling off a cliff. And yet, at the same time, Wall Street said, if you can innovate into this app and grow subscribers, damn everything else, we will give you a premium, and the stock soared into 2020. The problem is that hangover now is Wall Street's judging them on profitability, and this is losing a ton of money and siphoning money from the other parts of the business, such as the theme parks. And the board got impatient and doesn't want to lose stock value and doesn't want to lose all this money, especially if the CEO has questionable leadership.
So many people might wonder, you know, why does it matter who's at the head of Disney for just regular folks? Does who's at the top trickle down to, say, either the Disney Plus subscribers or the folks who are just showing up at the theme parks?
Oh, it's really critical. Think about talent and how the rank and file of Disney pushed back when Bob Chapek mishandled Ron DeSantis fighting with the company over Disney's LGBT stance. They wanted a firm position. They wanted you to stand up for these things. It's not about Florida versus California. It's about progressive versus kind of retrograde policies. And he had to do a mea culpa. He had to fire his PR staff. It was a huge knock against him and a lot of creatives at the company, powerful people with their own franchises across ABC, Disney, ESPN, lost faith in that. So those are the small kind of soft touch leadership things that are intangible, but they're critical, especially when a Bob Iger, his predecessor, did that so well with mergers and acquisitions and growing this 100-year-old company so magnificently in the digital age.
Yeah, and Bob Iger actually came out very forcefully against the Don't Say Gay bill, which is what you were referring to in Florida. Tell us about Bob Iger. We only have about 30 seconds left. What is his mandate for the next 2 years at Disney?
To right the ship, 2 years. This is going to be very hard. Do you sell off units? Do you figure out a new ESPN app? What are you going to do with Hulu? There's so many disparate parts. But again, this company is about to celebrate its 100th anniversary, and the board only has so much patience for outsized losses, the likes we saw this year.
Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thank you so much. A pleasure to talk with you, Robin.
Likewise, Deepa. Thank you.